Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The first Broadway revival of Pulitzer Prize winner Lanford Wilson's Burn This opened at the Hudson Theater in New York City this past Tuesday evening. When a mysterious death brings together two unlikely strangers, their explosive connection sparks a chemistry too fiery to ignore. Burn This, directed by Tony Award winner Michael Mayer, is a smoldering story of love and raw attraction by one of the most vital playwrights of the modern era. The steamy new revival stars Carrie Russell as Anna, Adam Driver as Pale, Brandon Uranowitz as Larry, and our guest, David Furr, as Burton. Furr earned a Tony nomination for his work as Gary in Roundabout Theater Company's hilarious 2016 revival of Noises Off at the American Airlines Theater, where, in 2011, Furr played John Jack Worthing in Roundabout's tremendous production of The Importance of Being Earnest. His other Broadway credits include Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Accent on Youth, Cymbeline, The Rivals, and King Lear. First film credits include 13 Hours, Evening, The Sounding, and the upcoming The Highwaymen. His recurring television appearances include Bull, The Man in High Castle, Mr. Mercedes, Dynasty, Odd Mom Out, Turn, Washington Spies, Iron Fist, Madam Secretary, The Following, and The Americans. David Furr, welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit, for people who aren't familiar, about the plot, or at least the inciting action, of Lanford Wilson's Burn This.
Well, the play starts with these three New Yorkers who have lost a loved one quite recently, and they're all kind of shaken out of their comfort zones and, you know, kind of having to maybe face some of the compromises that they've made in life. And into that mix comes this fourth character played by Adam Driver, and he's got this very combustible energy and kind of shakes everybody into, you know, having to potentially make some changes in their life. And famously, it kind of features this relationship between Adam and Carrie Russell's character that is, you know, just this kind of, they've got this explosive connection. And so that's kind of what it's about. It's about, you know, having anything. Lanford Wilson said, summed it up by saying, anything worth having is worth risking everything for.
Tell us more about your character of Burton, where he sort of fits into the story and how you've developed him in this production.
Burton, I play Carrie Russell. Her character is Anna, and I play Anna's longtime boyfriend, Burton. He's a rich, successful screenwriter. He comes from a rich family, and they've been dating for a while. And he is a sci-fi screenwriter, and he kind of sells his work and moves on. And but he really would like to write something much more significant and something much more inspired, but he's having trouble allowing himself to take that kind of artistic risk. And in terms of the relationship, you know, it seems relatively clear that he'd like to deepen his relationship with Anna. It's kind of, but that being said, their relationship is kind of comfortable, it's kind of convenient, perhaps lacks a little bit of passion, but it's very easy. So with the advent of this character, this fourth character coming in, it changes things for Burton in terms of what might happen with Anna.
The production is directed by the fantastic Michael Mayer. Could you tell me about working with him?
Oh, he's really lots of fun and really insightful. And I think a lot of what his job has been to just kind of nip and tuck and edit and try to, you know, refrain from any huge directorial flourishes. You know, I think it can be tempting for directors to really put their imprint on a play, and I think he's done a very good job of trying to make you forget that there's a director. That being said, he always has some great insights and always wants to maybe tinker with this or that, and it always improves things tenfold every time, and streamline the story, make the story clear, make sure that people can understand what's going on. And also, just he seems to have a wonderful insight with all the four different characters to help us, you know, really flush those out into, you know, fun and interesting three-dimensional characters. But he's fun to be around and just, you know, makes for a really comfortable rehearsal and performance experience, which is key, I think.
He also has something like encyclopedic or photographic memory for detail. He's incredible.
He does. And, you know, that applies to, you know, he's always referring to other shows or other movies, but also, you know, this play is, it hit Broadway in 1987, and it we're setting it in 1987, partly, I mean, you know, partly just because if you think about it, there's just the advent of cell phones changes how people communicate, mm-hmm. and, you know, email and stuff. So you almost can't move this particular story much past 1987, because then people are going to be just communicating in a different way. So we've kept it in 1987. And so Michael was, you know, speaking of his memory, and he was in New York, you know, in 1987. And it's been fun to try to capture some, without being a period piece or too kitschy, to kind of try to capture what, you know, life in New York was like in 1987. So he's got all these stories that, of course, as you say, he will remember, you know, what he was like in 87 or what New York was like in 1987. And it's just fun to see what he comes out with from his bag of memories, whether they be, you know, his own experiences or just show references or something.
I didn't think about how, you know, this play wouldn't work at all if Adam Driver as Pale and Carrie Russell as Anna were just texting each other.
No, I mean, you know, people just couldn't communicate quite as easily and quickly. And, you know, my character's been out of the country, and I come back and I don't even know that this roommate has died, and I've only been able to contact her once. And, you know, and there's time that passes in the play, and if people could just text each other like, hey, you know, and then open a conversation. But what other people were thinking maybe was a little bit more of a mystery in those days, because we weren't able to reach out to each other quite so easily. And, you know, an email or a text only has so much stakes to it, because it can be just a couple of words, and you're not necessarily putting yourself out there too much as if you're making a phone call or, you know, writing a letter or something. And so, but it does, just that little aspect, you'd change the whole story, because people would be just communicating with each other in a different way than we did in the 1980s.
This is the first Broadway revival of the play by Lanford Wilson. It has, of course, had some major productions off Broadway or at other regional theaters, but this is the first Broadway revival. What has it been like to bring this story back to the Broadway stage?
Well, you know, one of the things that's been nice is we have a wonderful woman named Tanya Berezin, who was a dear colleague and dear friend of Lanford Wilson's, and she has been around with us for this whole process, being his eyes and ears and clarifying what, you know, what he was trying to do with this section, or what he, you know, what this line might mean that we can't quite, you know, put together. So in this production, having access to her has been wonderful. I guess Lanford was around for those other major productions, obviously. But just, you know, for me, just the scale of excitement around this production, you know, it's focused around Adam and Carrie, obviously, and the play. People that know the play seem to love this play, and other people seem intrigued by it, and I'm not sure if that's because they've heard something about it, or because of Adam and Carrie, or because, you know, they've just heard rumor of how electrifying it can be. It's not one of those plays that you describe and think, oh, that sounds electrifying. But I'll tell you, the audiences have been laughing so much that it's been quite surprising to us, and we love it. And but this play has more laughs than a lot of comedies I've been in. And then there's also just some electrifying stuff that happens on stage from the acting. And so it's, you know, for this to be commercial run on Broadway, I think it just compounds to that excitement somehow. I can't quite figure out what that element is, but yet there is, when you go into the theater and there's the big posters of Carrie and Adam up there, and, you know, it just becomes a really rich night in the theater.
Burn This is running at the Hudson Theater on Broadway. David Furr, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
David Furr plays Burton in Lanford Wilson's Burn This, now running at the Hudson Theater on Broadway. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.